Long day at work. Oh, I'm really tired. But I'm also incredibly horny. And I'm just lying here, naked in my bed. The sheets are nice and toasty now. I'm trying to decide which is gonna feel better. The comfort that I feel right now, or the release of a good orgasm later. So I've got a funny situation. Not really funny. Unusual. And that is that at this point in my life, for a very long time, I thought I was pretty orgasmic. And I was. But it wasn't until I became single again and I did a little exploring and I purchased some toys that I started to experience orgasms on another ethereal plane. And in retrospect, what I thought were powerful orgasms were on a scale of 1 to 10. And 1 is not bad. 1 is just mild. I just didn't know it then. They were about a 1. So sometimes if a listener or a partner will ask, you know, what's the easiest way for you to orgasm? Or how do you get, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know when I masturbate and use a powerful suction toy, that always works and is relatively expeditious. But I don't know. Since I discovered how to make myself orgasm powerfully, I haven't been able to do it with a partner. I guess that's what I'm saying. Haven't been able to orgasm at all with a partner. So you see my predicament. And I'll be honest, in in a low, if I'm feeling low, I can get very sad about that fact. But most days, I'm grateful that I figured it out. But also worried, maybe anxious is the better word, that I'm never gonna be able to do that with someone. I mean, I've been trying for 10 years. Oh, and I'm not picking the right partners, and I haven't found someone that ticks the necessary boxes. And I would like to, while I'm still in my prime. But honestly, I don't think they exist. Did I mention the 10 years? Yeah, I don't think they exist. I don't think there are single men in their 50s who are truly emotionally available. So it's not uncommon for people in their 50s to be single because they've divorced. And there's a certain amount of healing that has to happen after that. And I haven't met any single men who have, if they've been married, have divorced and have taken the time to heal from that. It took me a long time to heal from that. But I am so ready to meet someone. I mean, I have done the fucking work on myself. Because as good as masturbating feels, it lacks so many things that I find just so sexy. And it's the emotional thing. Eye contact, a little bit of laughter. The eye contact. Yeah. Haven't had a lot of that. But in the meantime, I'll take care of my own needs. And if you'd like, you can listen while I do. Oh, I don't think this is gonna be very quick, so just a heads up. I just, you know, as I lie here running my hands over my skin, just basically caressing myself. Yeah, I just try to imagine it's you. You know? It's actually getting hard to imagine or to remember what that feels like. Yeah, I need that. I was actually on a date last week, and he didn't want to be bothered with connecting at all. He just wanted to fuck. And I said to him, I said, you know, no judgment, but I don't work that way. You just can't come at me and be like, we're doing this, we're doing it now. You know, and I was very clear. I communicated my needs very well. And without judgment, I just said, you know, this kind of stuff. And I was kind of stroking his arm. We were fully clothed, of course. We had just met for the first time. But, you know, and I kind of ran my hand across his chest to kind of just say, this is what I'm talking about, you know, because we all interpret things differently. I said, you know, this is what gets me to that place where you can then come at me and say, let's do this, or just throw me down on the bed. He didn't get it, and he just kept doing what he wanted to do, and there was no, I was never feeling like I was in danger or anything. I did start to get pretty frustrated that he wasn't listening to me, and he was a really nice kisser. And so I was enjoying making out with him. But then he just wanted to kind of skip the warm up. And then he got frustrated when I just wasn't, you know, as into it. And then we ended up not doing anything. I just said, yeah, you know, nah. I wasn't mean about it. He's actually someone who, and I'm not trying to be mean, but he thinks he's a dom, but hasn't really had any experience being a dom. And I think what he's going for, I mean, he's my age, is that more that he is a dominant type. Like he really gets off on the control and the, and I don't want anyone who thinks they're anything. I want somebody who knows. I've finally gotten to a point in my life where Most days. I know who I am, and I know what I'm worth, and I know what I want. And while I haven't had any in-person experiences with Sora Diaz Dynamic, I did know someone who, in my opinion, you know, because that's so objective, really got it. Or at least he really got me and what I needed. And that was some powerful shit. And I mean, there's a lot of people on this planet. You can't be the only one. Yeah. Take me to a museum. To deep conversations about art. Because that interests you, not just because it's interesting to me. Having intelligent conversation can be very, it is, I'm sorry, for me it is, it's very attractive. So very attractive. Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of people in my life that I can have those kinds of conversations with. But he would know that things would happen organically if he just engaged my mind. And because he got that, there were no, I don't know, machinations to it. I mean, he didn't have to think about arousing me. I would just naturally get aroused. And it seems so simple. And I guess maybe it is simple when you have the right people and the right chemistry. But gosh, it kind of, like, it felt effortless. I wonder if everybody feels that. Is that what it's supposed to be? Is that kind of connection and communication and, you know, really listening and being present. I guess that's what it's supposed to be. And fuck, I want that. Where the hell are you? Because it's not nearly as fun. But like I said, in the meantime, God damn, I am so lucky that I am still And I can honestly say that there have been very few occasions in my adult life when we've needed to use lube. mean, I just started touching myself, and I'm very wet. See, now this is gonna seem really fucked up. It was from listening to audios that I discovered that I do have this one very particularly naughty. I don't know if I call it a fetish because I've never really done anything with it, but. There's, I encountered this one audio years ago. It was a sort of a wolf, a human-like wolf, you know. But definitely, so in the audio, it was there. Now there was a script and. He was human-like. It wasn't, in my opinion, it wasn't bestiality. Not into that. And in it, God, it was so hot. It was kind of playing off of Little Red Riding Hood. So, in this audio, this wolf had set a trap because she kept trespassing on his land. Not, you know, whatever. It's audio porn. Go with it. And so she's in this net hanging, and he's walking around the net, chastising her for being someplace she's not supposed to be. And as he's talking to her, there were a lot of, the first, let me say, there was a lot of beautiful sound engineering. And you could hear something was slithering. And they referred to them as tangle vines. And, oh, fuck, in the audio, the wolf is able to feel what they feel. Like they're somehow psychically linked. And the vines start winding their way around her body and her, moving across her skin. And wow, I was so surprised how hot I thought that was. And then, of course, one of them went inside. Just thought. And I guess because it's a plant, it somehow doesn't feel I don't know. As wrong. Sorry, that's a judgmental word, but for me, it just feels wrong. Bestiality just feels wrong. Because the animal doesn't, no animal really can, well, it's the consent thing. But, oh, that idea. My God, yes. I was gently moving all over my body. And it kind of feeds into my desire to have two people pleasuring me. God, I think about that audio a lot. I wonder if you have an audio that is just your go-to. It just always makes you come. That one does it for me. Oh, fuck. Do you like to think about you sitting there stroking your cock for me and just listening to my voice, listening to me prattle on, makes you hard? And I don't know where you are. You could be a mile away. You could be halfway across the world. But this little recording is bringing you serious pleasure right now. That's pretty cool. Oh, yes. I am so cool. Not necessarily primal, but just a little rough. I do love that. Could you be a little rough with me? I know I don't trust you. Have that work the way we'd want it to. I can't take a break since for a second. It isn't real. It's going to be over real fast. I like the idea that I can make your pulse rise. It makes me needy. God, that's hot. Need in your body. Oh, just with my thoughts and my words. Fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh, stroke my cock for me. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm lying here. Recording this for you. My city. I think. Because I've been so nice to you. You should come for me. Oh, yeah. Well, you know you're gonna come for me. Just as much as I know. I just felt myself drip over my asshole. I bet you wanna fuck me. I bet you wanna fuck me. Oh, and if I'm being totally honest, I would love someone to be rimming me right now. Oh, I've only experienced that once, and it was so good. Fuck. Oh, I didn't even know it was coming. And by that, I mean I gotta really imagine to get this pussy going. Oh. Oh.
Between my thighs. Mm-hmm.